Well, it's, of course, not the start that Carlton wanted to the season. Well, actually, in the game it was. They got off to a good start, out of the blocks against the Tigers, and unfortunately, by game's end, had surrendered a four-goal lead, and that turnaround was almost just the same figure game back the other way, 27. John Barker, the Carlton assistant, is responsible for matters back of centre, but of course they're all responsible for the overall team performance, and joins us now. Good evening, John.
Good evening, gents.
It was certainly in the first quarter and heading into the second quarter, exactly, I imagine, what Mick would have wanted. Not only was Carlton on top, but some pre-planning that had gone into quelling Richmond Stars was working extremely well, with Simon White completely blanketing his opponent. Simon White was on Dusty or Koch?
Dustin Martin.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Dustin Martin only had one touch, I think, in the first quarter and got his second goal deep in the forward line. So things were certainly at the pre-planning stage working out well early, weren't they?
Yeah, look, well, we identified that there's a couple of drivers in Richmond's arsenal that helped them perform at their best, and obviously those jobs were getting handled quite well. Boyce was as we trained through the pre-season, and as you said, we're on top for that first quarter and a bit. But we made a few mistakes in that second quarter, which were costly, and for some reason, obviously, we went into our shells a little bit with that ball use and couldn't replicate that for the rest of the game. And obviously, Richmond went into another gear and no doubt finished in the top eight last year for a reason, and won nine games in a row at the end of last year for a reason, and a very good team. And, we just obviously have to be a little bit more consistent within games and then hopefully game to game.
So, Bucks, it's 23 points the difference, still 10 minutes into the second quarter. Richmond then have 11 consecutive scores in the next 18 minutes. Apart from the ball use you were talking about there, what are the other things that the team needs to put into place, not just necessarily Friday night, but over coming weeks, to stem the tide when teams ultimately will get a chance to have multiple scores?
Well, Nigel, the thing about ball use is sometimes that's the majority driver of the opposition scores. If you get squeezed into your back half and you can't move it out, or if you're not moving that ball in a smart manner, or you move it in a way in which it's easy to score against, then that can be the actual driver of the problem. I'm not saying that was a complete driver. Obviously, we need to be a little bit sharper with our defence over a full four-quarter effort. We felt like our pressure early was really good, but there's no doubt we need to sustain that, and we obviously, as I said before, need to be nice and smart with our boys for the full four quarters. Because as you said and we talked about earlier, there's a few jobs we're getting done that were getting done very well.
For me, one of the real positives out of Thursday night was Sam Doherty. You must be expecting big things from him this year.
Absolutely. He was a very good performer on Friday night, and one of a few young guys that we've had come into the team. I know there's been a bit of a talk that there's not much in terms of changing face at Carlton, but we saw Clem Smith, we saw Christian Jacks, who's only in his third year of AFL footy. We've talked about Patrick Cripps quite a bit on this show, and he's getting his opportunity now. And Troy Menzel obviously is going to be really dangerous for us, and keeps growing as a player. I mean, Simon White's still only young. Gus Sheehan, who played quite a bit late last year, he's injured at the moment, but we're looking forward to seeing him back in hopefully 3-4 weeks. He's had some groin issues, but we have got quite a few young guys there that are going to help change the face of this team and help really drive some energy into it.
There's certainly, and there had to be, given the good start against the Tigers, things that went right for the Blues on Thursday night. After doing all of the sort of in-house stuff that clubs do, what, going forward, would Mick have impressed on the players with the positives to come out of the game?
Well, obviously, our ability to get specific jobs done, our ability to move the ball well in patches, but obviously the consistency within that was quite good. And our pressure early and at various stages on the night, I mean, we... I think if Lockie Henderson kicks that goal just before three-quarter time, it goes to a touch over two goals leading into the third quarter as three-quarter time break. So as much as we didn't play well for that basically a quarter and a half period, we were still right in the game and still had opportunities in the last quarter to close and didn't quite take them.
The possible pressure to be applied on that 22, does it come from some of the younger players on the list? The word is that Dylan Buckley would be pretty close to getting a game, and there are obviously some young footballers in the team that could, on the list, that could get an opportunity in the next few weeks. There's also some senior guys who could easily bolster the stock. So which way do you think the side will go, and maybe who are some of those other young names on the immediate fringe?
Well, we talked, I think, last time on the show about a young Irish guy by the name of Casey Byrne, who's been playing really good football at halfback. Super athletic and, you know, obviously still learning the game, but has been very good defensively. You mentioned Dylan Buckley, who's just starting to come back into a little bit of form, and I'm sure he'll play a lot better footy over the next few weeks and put his hand up. Levi Casbolt, I know, has been spoken about, and we're keen for him to be working hard and getting into form so that, you know, he knocks the door down and gives us that big presence we know he can give when he's playing well up front. And obviously, Walks isn't too far away either. So, look, we've got some boys that are very close, and which is good for us because we want to make sure we've got a solid decision to make at match committee.
Barks, your record at Domain Stadium is remarkable. 6 of your last 9 against the Eagles there. Do you put that down to anything? And is there almost a dusting off of the previous agenda to make sure you nail everything you need to get there right and prep to go?
Look, I think it's good to know in your head, but when the siren goes, it doesn't mean too much. It's about you. Look, we know footy's an effort-based business, and our players need to give effort for 100 minutes of footy, and we also need to be smart with that effort. So come Friday night, it doesn't matter who takes the field, and I know there's been a bit of talk about them missing some players, but it doesn't matter who takes the field. We need to take our opportunity when it comes.
Those opportunities, obviously, throughout the season will come in various degrees of difficulty. This start against the Tigers was a game that Richmond would have marked as a likely victory, but there was a fair bit of confidence going into the game from the Carlton group as well. How's the confidence coming out of the loss? Because that probably will be the biggest resonating factor to come out of the game.
Well, we can take confidence from the fact that we played really good footy, albeit in patches on Thursday night. But the fact that we know we can play that footy, what we need to do is take the learnings that we've obviously spoken about in depth on Monday, and we've got to make sure that we can implement and execute come game day and just have that consistency over full four quarters. And as Nige mentioned before, in AFL football these days, there is quite often surges of 4 or 5 goals from any one team, and your ability to arrest that, as you mentioned, your ability to arrest that and then turn it back the other way is critical. And so there's some of the things that we talked about and some of the things we're keen to implement and execute with on Friday night against the Eagles.
The guys that come out of that game, they should be bristling with confidence. And there are guys, Carlton players, that had very good games, include Tom Bell. And Tom Bell's best came in that last quarter, where, am I right in saying that he took up a more permanent position in the forward line, but he was powerful, he made an impression on the scoreboard, and in fact, even though the game was at arm's length, it was never absolutely, you know, iced until probably the last 5 or 6 minutes. And Tom Bell was becoming a bit of a headache for the Richmond defenders because no one could stop him.
Look, he's another guy that just keeps giving effort, and he's just got a mindset that he knows he grows when he keeps giving effort and smart effort, and he's continued to do so over the pre-season. He has played a little bit more forward this year than in previous years. He still will go through in the midfield and you know, that gives us great flexibility, obviously. But he I'm sure he gave the Tigers a little bit of a headache on Thursday night, and he played a very good role.
Bucks, the Lysett-Nick Natanui ruck combination looks like it's lost nothing from the Dean Cox era. They obviously went pretty much one out against Will Minson on Saturday night in the match against the Bulldogs. Does that dynamic tip your hand perhaps to bring Levi Casbolt into the team this week, who, as we've mentioned on the program, didn't kick any goals in the NAB Challenge, but did play a ruck role in your practice match in the VFL on the weekend against Box Hill?
Well, yeah, look, Levi's right in the mix. There's no doubt about that. We've obviously got some decisions to make. Will Minson played some really good footy and did a very good job as a lone hand at Etihad on Saturday night against the Bulldogs. And, you know, we're hopeful to take some learnings out of that. And we know they're a very good duo and whoever does take them on is going to have their work cut out for them. And it's going to be a reasonably significant role, given how much it will influence the game, I'm sure.
Don't we always appreciate not only you taking time out, but being so frank about Carlton, the good and the bad, and of course it wasn't the ideal start to the season, but the beauty about football is redemption usually comes very quickly for teams that can turn things around, and if Carlton get that valuable win against the Doggies on the weekend, all will be forgotten and the season again will be looked at optimistically by Carlton fans and by general football people. So thanks again and good luck for that turnaround.
Thanks, James. Have a good night.